Travelling in a convoy of buses, the scholars who were interested in Tibetan culture were carried from one place to another to see the development of the Holy Land. With an average elevation of more than 3,600 meters, altitude sickness didn't seem to dampen the interest of the foreign scholars. Albert Ettinger, a German scholar, was very impressed by what he saw.
For those who often read newspapers from Western countries, they would definitely be shocked by what they see here. I've read some books in French and German. I think the authors are all the mouthpieces of Dalai Lama. The books say Tibetans are like living in prisons. They ignore the economic development of Tibet, but whoever comes here will notice that the transportation system in Lhasa is quite developed, and the city planning is also very good.
Likewise, Professor Bonaventure Haruna with the University of Jos in Nigeria was happy to see the development in Tibet, such as new infrastructure and all sorts of facilities.
Well, I have not been here when Tibet was in its original state, but I would prefer that Tibet should go modern because everybody likes comfort of life. So why should people remain deprived of basic facilities of life that will make life comfortable? So let them ride on and provide all the facilities that will make life comfortable for the people.
In addition, the professor said education in particular should be given priority as it has multiplayer effects on impacting on all sectors and guaranteeing self-reliant development as envisaged by the Tibetan regional government. Against the background of China's One Belt, One Road initiative, David Monnier, co-director of the University of Johannesburg Confucius Institute based in South Africa, said the success of the initiative largely depends on how China manages its underdeveloped western regions such as Tibet. Also, he said, it is universal that there will be a conflict between economic development and cultural preservation, but China is doing well.
So this is not just a Chinese or Tibetan story. It's a global story. What do we do when we modernize? How do we modernize at the same time keeping our traditional cultures? And then it is, I think there's a question of balancing. While you're modernizing, you don't have to destroy your tradition and your culture. But these are early phases. The Chinese government has done extremely well in terms of what it is doing. Chinese, they learn from the world and the world learn from China.
The agenda of the forum will be focused on discussions of entrepreneurship and industrial modernization in Tibet, preserving tradition, environmental protection, Tibet's involvement in regional infrastructure projects, and poverty relief. The conference will start later today and last until Saturday. For CI, this is Li Jianhua reporting from Lhasa.